Good morning. How's everyone?
Good.
Another sunny day, right? That's good.
Yeah,
sun is good.
No snow today.
Huh? No snow today. That's amazing. Snow is good, though, because the white reminds us of Jesus and his love for us, purity. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a picture that's very valuable for us. And it's a snake on a pole. Look at that, Carter. A snake on a pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a seat. There you go. And behind the snake on a pole, you see someone else. Who is that there in the back? That's Jesus. What Jesus tells us today in our gospel lesson, he's telling a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus a story that we all know. And that Nicodemus also knew. It's from Numbers chapter 21. And it's about the time that the Israelites had sinned against God. So God sent fiery snakes into the camp. And all these snakes were biting them. And what would happen when the snakes would bite them? You remember? Yeah, they would be poisoned. And what does the poison do? It kills them. It kills them. Actually, in the Hebrew, it said they were fiery snakes. And they were bit, the fire would course through their bodies and kill them. And so God told Abraham, build a bronze serpent and put it up on a pole. And whenever the people looked at this bronze serpent, what would happen? Yeah, they would. Even if the people got bit, they would not die. So now we have Jesus. Jesus said that the Son of Man must be lifted up, and he must be lifted up for the sins of the world. So what we have here is this is a shadow, and this is the reality. It's just like if you go outside and stand, and if you're looking to the west, your shadow, the sun would be behind you, and your shadow would be in front of you, wouldn't it? But that's not really you, because you are actually standing there. But the shadow is just a shadow of you. And this is what this serpent on the pole is. It's a shadow of something that was better to come. And the one who was better to come is
Jesus.
Jesus being lifted up and dying for the sins of the world. And as the people looked at Jesus, what happens? They're no longer afraid. They're no longer afraid of what? Of that fiery poison that's running through our veins, right? Which we know as sin or snake bite. Yeah, it's sin because of what Jesus has done for us. When we focus and when we look to Jesus, we will not what? For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. Shall not die, but have
eternal
life. Shall have eternal life. And that's why it's so important that we remember what Jesus has done for us. That Jesus was nailed to a cross, and that he took our sins to the cross. And because he took our sins to the cross, we will not die from the poison that's coursing through us. The poison that's in our veins that we know as sin. Because Jesus has taken away the sins of the whole world. That's why Jesus is our Savior. And that's why we are to trust him and believe in him. So with that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to take away the sins of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking away that poison that courses through us, the sin that would destroy us. Yes, Lord, we are still sinners, but Lord, you have overcome sin for us. We will not die the second death. We will die one time, Lord, but we will not die the second time. For we believe, Lord Jesus, your word, that you have come and that you have saved us and that you will come again to bring us into your kingdom. And all the children said,
Amen.